So, have you ever been listening to somebody on and on and on? Wait a minute, does it seem too familiar? What are you talking about? Wait a minute, you answered that way too quickly. And they don't get to the point. So I'm in my preacher mode this morning. The point is today, and what we're going to talk about, is what's been done for both you and I. That's the punchline. I'm not waiting to get to it. What's been done? What's been done so you can have a peace that passes any human understanding that you may be wrestling with right now? What's been done so you can have healing in your soul and in your body by speaking the name of Jesus, as we learned earlier? What's been done if I've stunted my growth and fallen down in life and I can get back up and continue on? What's been done if I have unforgiveness towards somebody who stabbed me lightly or heavily in the back? What's been done for you to forgive them? It's already been done. You can do this. You can do this. What's been done when you don't agree with somebody, especially with a wonderful political thing coming up or whatever they're doing now? What's been done means you to seek unity before conflict. Not hide from conflict, but seek unity that leads to peace. What's been done? It's already been done. And if you've accepted Christ into your life, as we're going to celebrate a few individuals shortly with baptism, it's already been done. It's done. But we want to hold on to this sometimes of an old nature and not have the peace during a chaotic time. Not have a peace even on a sunny day because you're worried the next day is going to be cloudy. But what's been done is you can walk in peace, freedom in your life. And I want to encourage you that. We can say confidently of what's been done because of John 3:16 in our life. For God so loved us. We're all on the world, right? We may not be a part of it, as Paul says, but we're still in it. Loved us that he gave his only begotten son, that who should ever believe in him? Done will not perish. Done to everlasting life. Done. Done. It's okay to do good news on a Sunday because it's never old news. And it's not news on a newspaper that ends on a birdcage the next day. This is living news that is in each and every one of us. Good news. And the more we continue to realize that, the more it becomes a ripple effect to the things and people around us. It started back in the garden. We're going to go to Sunday school for a minute. We know this. God said, here be man, and then I'll create a woman to be a helpmate. They're totally two different people, as we know. But that's okay. And that's a whole other message. But they do become one. But what's so astounding is he didn't just make Adam and Eve and said, all right, again, there's a fish aquarium, I'm going to look down. He made them in his, and that is everything. See, the Webster Dictionary defines one of the simple definitions of image is a exterior reflection of something else. And we've talked about this before. God had to put his image in man and women because he could relate to that. We were not foreigners. Image. It's in each and every one of you. When you decide to follow Christ, image, let's go a little further. Image was in the divine human that we just talked about in John 3:16 that came down. Image. But what happened? Adam and Eve, yes, they said, see you later, God. We know how to make decisions on our own, what's good and bad. But you know what that did? That diluted and casted out God's image out of them. So they were, the only thing they have an image of is myself and I, right? So I'm creating my own image. You look at our culture today, we're creating our own truths out of our own image. Right. What I feel today is what tomorrow will bring, but that's my truth. If it doesn't jive with you, that's my self-truth. Because I have no God image in me that I'm defined by. I'm defined by my own image. I want that to stick. Image, 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 image. It's a reflection of who's controlling you in the long run. So if you don't have God in you in the image, you're being controlled by yourself. That has a bad ending to it, by the way, as we know. And just look how it's going right now. But our own image can lead to these things. And Jesus came that he had God's divine image in himself, the second Adam, son of man. So we could worship him as king, but also reflect that he is like that Adam that now you and I are called to be. An image, image. And God did not like us separated, as we know, because he wanted his image in us. And we walked away. So he sent his son, we know this, Bible Sunday school, to die on the cross for you and I. Jesus didn't build a bridge back to God. He is the bridge. And in doing so, gives us the ability to walk across that bridge and have an original design with God, our Heavenly Father, and install and begin to fan the flame of the original image of God in us. In us. In you. How perfect you are. He did it. Imperfect, right? We're all imperfect. But he chose to put his image back in you and tore the veil, build the bridge, reconcile us back to God. And aren't we excited about that? Amen. And how we can go back to God starts with two things, faith and grace. Faith that you just step out and say, you know what? I may not tangibly see God right now. However, if us followers are in the image of God, they should get a little glimpse when they look at you. But I may not see and look up and see God right now. So I have to do this thing called faith. I have to believe. I have to begin to open a step of faith. We know in Hebrews, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if you don't see it, you need faith. Plain and simple. So you have faith in God and what Jesus did on the cross, and you can begin to have the grace to accept that wonderful invitation that Jesus had to his disciples. And he tells you today, April 14, 2024, come follow me. Come follow me. Come follow me. And as I begin to follow Christ, I get closer to him and him and him and closer, and I begin to allow God, and God begins to work and stretch me. And that image that was originally in Adam, which is the Spirit of God, begins to grow in me, and I become more like this second Adam. Yes, amen. Satan doesn't want you to understand that. And he'll do everything he can to just think you're a good Christian trying to do your best every day. So faith and grace get us to the cross, to believe what Jesus did for us, get us across the bridge to be a son and daughter of the Most High. Get some scripture to this so I'm not just flapping my lips here. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. Can we hit that? God saved you by his grace when you believed, meaning the faith, that step. And you can't take credit for this. What? It is a gift from God. God, can I have a private conversation? Pastor Chris, God does not need you. But he does want you. Church congregation, God does not need you. But he wants you. He loves you. He loves you. Romans 5, 1 through 2. There, along the same lines. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus our Lord has done for us. So Paul is telling them, because of our faith, Jesus brought us into the place of undeserved privilege. Undeserved. Freedom comes more and more as we know we're not deserving. Where we now stand and we are confidently and joyful. Christians are billboards on I-95. I'm not saying, well, praise the Lord, and, you know, throw a lot of Christianese, but we need to be joyful in all things. There's a scripture that says, if I'm weak, yes, he makes me strong through his grace, but if I'm weak, the joy of the Lord can be my... Yeah. And joyful, look forward to sharing God's glory. Paul, talking about the process to the Romans there. This was a church beginning to form under the, you know, in Rome as we know. And they were coming from all different walks of life. And he was trying to paint the map or the picture of, like, this is what it means to follow Christ. Follow Christ. So many of you in this room have done that, made that decision to follow Christ. Open the gate of your heart. That may have come from an altar call. It may have come from you just praying with another brother and sister, not even a pastor. Oh my gosh, really? But please keep in mind, we're going to get through this more and more. I just want to hit this now. You already are wondering what the heck I'm doing anyhow. But follow me on this. The sinner's prayer, the altar call, is just a beginning to something. And if we constitute subconsciously with all the best intentions of the world that because you came here, said a sinner's prayer, you're in heaven. We're going to talk more about that. I'm not God, but it's not all that scriptural. It's a beginning. The gate of the heart is opening up. You're accepting Christ. There needs to begin a beginning stage of you making the commitment. But you know what biblically is publicly what Jesus talked about of making a commitment for Christ is what we're about to do in about 15 minutes. Going down dead as your old nature and coming back up a new creature in Christ. That's what it is with prayer. Let's talk about baptism now. So yes, we need to do altar calls. We need to pray. But this is a beginning. Christianity is a lifestyle. It's following is a verb. Believing is a verb. How many have said a prayer that were sold a misuse of goods and now they're okay? And I'll go to the bar tomorrow night and I'll do what I want to do. And you know, do what you want to do, but I'm not living a life. My lifestyle hasn't changed. The inside isn't out any different. As a church, I'm held accountable to this. Makes you think and pray. So let's talk about baptism. What has been done allows us to get baptized. You have the first Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled sermon preacher, Peter, in Acts 2, 37 through 8. Peter, the upper room, they just got together. The Holy Spirit came in and blew the room up, raised the roof, everything that needed to happen. And people are wondering what the heck's going on. Peter runs out and says, wow, we got a crowd. Let's have church. And he did, under the Holy Spirit leading. Yeah. And he said, Peter, in Acts 2, 37, 38, Peter's words pierced their heart, and they said to him and the other apostles, brothers, what must we do to be saved? That's the question for an unbeliever. When it's an honest question, what must I do? And he said, Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Next, I think it's Paul and Silas are in jail, Acts 16, 30 through 33. Then they both were, just set the scene, I don't have time to go through it all. So they're in jail, Paul and Silas, they're praying. And an earthquake happens because of their prayer. God is at work. Shakes the prison doors open. And there's no verse in there that Peter and Silas run out. The door opens. They know it was God at work. And they knew their mission wasn't physical freedom right there. But their calling was the jailkeeper right there. Because the jailkeeper was like, whoa, who is this? This God you have that just did this. And I'm going to lose my life because basically all the prisoners left. And it's my watch. And it goes into, they brought them out and asked, this is what the jailkeeper said, what must I do to be saved? They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in the household. So the jailkeeper brought the disciples into their house. There was so much impact going on. Even at the hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. Isn't God the great orchestrator? Here's a bonds, the jailkeeper, ministering back to them for their health and their physical well-being. Then he had everyone in the household were immediately baptized. I'm hitting the thing here, baptized, how important that is. That is. So we celebrate today people who have decided to make a public symbolic act of their free will. We didn't coax them to get wet, but symbolically go down as their old self and come up brand new. So I'd encourage you, if you have accepted Christ and you're following him and you have not been baptized, we can go on and on with scripture. You need to get baptized. Nacho Libre. Anybody watch that movie? There's this one scene where this guy, I believe in science, whatever, but then he goes, have you been baptized? And it's just a funny scene. I know I'm going off, but it's so important. You need to get baptized. Baptized, yes. If you haven't done it and you're following Christ, you need to do it today, I would ask. But Pastor, I didn't bring my towel. We'll figure it out. So you're welcome to come up when we begin to do that. Amen? I'm just going to call, amen, sister, yeah. I'm just going to list some names. You don't need to come up right now, but I just want to speak your name right now. So we have Norma, Melanie, Philemon, Mark Anthony, Janie Alice, Janet, Angela, Angel, Alyssa, Ethan, Stephen, and Jameel. Listen. Amen. You may be stepping into water right now and saying, when's this guy going to end so we can get this done? But you may be stepping in water right now, but it's so serious because you're beginning to step into the obedience of what God is calling us to do as Christ followers. We don't take it lightly, and I know you're not taking it lightly. So Pastor Chris, if I'm not getting baptized, what am I going to do? Well, we're going to have some praise and worship, but you are not spectators at all. God bless you, Gary. You're not spectators at all. So continue to celebrate what's going on and what's about to happen. Amen? Let's just pray before we transition this service. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day we have, Lord. And we don't take that for granted. You're in sometimes the simplest things that we overlook. And Lord, we just lean in today as a church community to celebrate these individuals that are stepping into obedience to make that public commitment and to become brand new, Lord. Satan, we put you on alert right now. This day is a day that brings residual freedom. It's not just one day of a feeling of a soul. It's exciting, but this goes residually further on in their calling and in their purpose in their lives where you've called them to be. Lord, just as Jesus got baptized from John the Baptist, when that was happening, the Holy Spirit was in that moment. And we think far nothing less right now that you, the Holy Spirit, is going to be with us today as we do this. Lord, let your name be glorified and continue to lead us into your will alone. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Pastor Ray, please. Thank you, everybody.
Praise the Lord, everybody. For all of you who are getting baptized today, I would like you to come on down and join me right down here. You can just line up right across the front. Yep, right here is good. And if you've got somebody with you who's going to be carrying your towel or your bags, change of clothes, and so on, you can go ahead and I have them meet you over there. Otherwise, if you need to bring your own stuff, make sure you come with your own stuff. All right. What an exciting day. What an exciting day. And now I just want to get the angle where I can see everybody all at once. And thrilled to get to be a part of this moment. What we're going to do is that I'm going to go ahead and just talk to you for a minute. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell us what Jesus means to you. And how Jesus has changed your life. What Jesus means to you and how Jesus has changed your life. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And what I'm going to ask is the first thing you do, just let us know who you are, state your name, and then you can answer those two questions because we are all very interested in hearing those answers today. And I say, all of us here looking at you, we are so excited about what's about to happen here today. Amen. Mark Anthony, you are first. And so what I'll do is I'll hold the microphone for you because if you get to preaching, then I'll have to wrestle it out of your hands. You know what I'm saying? So I'll hold the mic for you. So tell us your name. I just told everybody your name, but you can do it anyway. And then let us know what Jesus means to you and how Jesus changed your life.
I'm Mark Anthony Ezelis Thompson. I'm 13 years old, 75% for 14. I met Jesus from my grandma and grandpa. My grandma took me to church about every Sunday. Even when I didn't want to, she still took me, and I love that. And the same question for the second one. I found Jesus changed my life because I met my grandma and my whole family.
That's beautiful, man. And I'll tell you, thank God for family members that just get you on the right road, even when you say, I'm going to stay in bed today, you know. You ever want to stay in bed? Yeah. But thank God, you know, for grandmother and grandfather bringing you to church. And I'll tell you, because of that, now I get to know you, man. And I like getting to know you and seeing all the good things God's doing in your life. It's great. Mark Anthony, God bless you.
Even today, I slept for an extra 10 minutes.
Oh, slept in a little bit. Janie Alice, talk to us, girl.
Hi. I went to see God by my grandma again.
This is brother and sister here, just so y'all know.
Yeah. She was the reason why I went to church and why I love going there, even though sometimes I don't want to. I'm still grateful for that. And, yeah.
Well, all you got to do is remember on those Sundays when you don't want to, you say, hey, I get to see Pastor Ray today, and you know, and then you just get this sudden desire to want to go to church, right? I'm just messing with you. High five to you, girl. All right. Good morning. So go ahead and tell us who you are, and tell us your story, and you, all right, you would save company, so you're cool with me, all right? It's all right. You're good.
Hi, my name's Jeffrey. I asked my mom to bring me to church. When I came, it was cool. I liked it.
That's great. Now, Jeffrey, let me ask you this: How has your life changed since you started? And gotten to know Jesus.
It made me pretty happy.
That's awesome. Because that's one of the things he brings with him. He's a package deal, and there's a whole lot included in the package. But joy, that's part of the package. Well done. All right. All right, Angela. You know, I got so excited when I saw your name on the list, girl. Come on. So go ahead and tell us about you and what the Lord's done to change you, and just a little bit of the story.
All right, my name's Angela, for those of you who don't know me. I grew up in a church very much like this, led my life. I went astray and did the things I thought I was supposed to do, and with the grace of God, found my way back. I've been coming here for about maybe 5-6 years, and ever since I've been here, it feels like home. God has changed my life. He's changed my family as we speak. I said I wasn't going to cry, but I'm so happy. These are happy tears because God has never left my side. And it took me a long time to realize that. And it was I left his side, and he was waiting for me to come back. And Pastor Mike said one time, like, you know, you have to put down the old prescription and put the new prescription on. And today I'm putting on my new glasses and fast forward.
And with those glasses, life looks a whole lot differently. And I'll tell you, I'm so excited for you. And you know, you're right. The Lord is waiting all along. Yep. You know, those early roots.
It's never too late.
Yeah. Yeah, those early roots that got planted in your life never went away. That hook was always there, was going to bring you back, and you are back. And we're so excited, Angela. God bless you. Good morning. Well, you got a Marilyn Monroe shirt on today. All right. Marilyn's going to get baptized too. Hey. But go ahead and tell us about you and how the Lord's changed your life today.
Good morning. My name is Norma, and I've always believed in Jesus, but I yearn to learn. And when I stepped in here, I knew I was in the right place. So that's why I'm here.
Glory to God. That's wonderful, Norma. And since you stepped into the right place, to tell us at least like the main thing that you've seen change inside of you since that happened.
Oh, I don't know. I just touched in my heart. I love being here. I don't know. I'm nervous.
but you said something that's really significant. You've been touched in your heart. You know, it's one thing to have an experience that lasts for a day, but when you're touched in your heart, that keeps going and going. And Norma, we're so excited for you today. God bless you. What's up, man? How you doing? All right. Tell us a little bit about you and what the Lord's done in your life and how he's changed you.
My name is Jamil Correa. I'm 26 years old. I'm here because of Jesus. And my grandmother, she showed me the way, the light, the way that Jesus has. And I'm wearing a piece of my cousin today. She passed away in 2019. This was her sweatshirt. And then her brother died on her birthday this past year. So both my cousins gone. And I'm just here to get baptized, and I'm hoping they're with me, watching down and proud of me. And what he means to me is just everything.
Jamil, man, so glad you're here today. Now, Cheryl's your grandmother, right? Yeah, I know she's been around here for a long time, and I know how much she prays for her family, man. Oh, boy. I mean, that girl prays for her family so much, the Lord said, oh, it's you again, you know? But I got to tell you what a blessing, you know, for you to be here today and to see you getting baptized and having the sense in your heart of how good God is, all the wonderful things he's done to change you. And, man, this party's just getting started because the best is yet to come for you, bro. Amen. God bless you. Philemon, my brother, go ahead and talk to us today, man.
My name is Philemon Hananiah Boga. I'm 26 years old. I was born and brought up in a Christian household, but I just followed in with it. I never gave into it for myself. A lot of times in my life, I found myself surrounded by people that told me about hearing the Lord and speak to him, having this intimate connection with him, but I never had that connection. And I went through a lot of dark times in my life, and it was pretty dark earlier this year. Twice earlier this year, I almost took my own life. And the second time I was in the hospital, it was a weekend when I almost had a heart attack in bed. Either the night before or that night, I started calling on Jesus' name. And we didn't get to the good part just yet. When I kept on calling on his name, a song started playing in my head, and I vaguely remembered the song because it was a song that one of my sisters, Carol, sung in her church years ago. I didn't know the words. The chorus just went, "I worship you." And I didn't know what it meant, but I just took it and I kept with it. And I got discharged from the hospital, and later on that week, the devil came after me again, but my brother in Christ, Mark Mason, God sent him to help me, and he invited me to the church, and I came here. And by the grace of God, the second song that this young lady was singing was the song that Jesus played in my head in the hospital the week before. And I was sitting right there, and in that moment, I immediately decided I was getting baptized, and God brought me home.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And you being here, and I got to tell you, just us as a staff being able to connect with you, it's been a beautiful thing, man. And here's the thing. We know what the Lord has done, but he's just getting this rolling, man. The future is so bright in him. And you're going to be singing that song for a long time to come, man. And, of course, I'll tell you this. If you friends with Mark Mason, you got a good man standing by your side and pushing you along and keeping you on the right road. And you know what? You got more friends than that, man, because we are cheering you on while you run your race, man. Love you, my brother. God bless you. So excited to have you here getting baptized today. Angel, what's up? It was just a few weeks back we were praying down here in the front, and I am so excited for this day. Go ahead and talk to us about what the Lord's done in your life.
My name is Angel. I'm 22 years old. I was raised in here, but I haven't been here in like a couple of years. I'm nervous, but it feels good to be back here. I haven't been here in a couple of years because of the situations. I lost an uncle in 2017, and since then I haven't been the same, and I feel like I lost God. And now that I've came back, I feel good. I'm kind of emotional right now, but kind of nervous. My heart's pumping. But now I can finally give my life to God and be free.
Yeah. Angel, I got to tell you, man, I remember the day, you know, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, whenever it was, when we were talking right over there. And, man, I saw the genuineness of what the Lord did in your life. And the way he brought you back home. So you know what I'm going to say? Welcome home, brother. I'm excited, man. Great to see you get baptized today. Oh. All right. What's up, my brother?
How you doing, my friend?
Tell me a story.
My name is Stephen. And like many others, have gone the wrong way throughout life. And made a recommitment to dedicate my life back to Christ. And this is to seal that commitment. Yeah. And an outward showing of an inward commitment. In Jesus' name. That's what I'm
asking. And you couldn't say it any better. It's the outward showing with the inward commitment. And Stephen, we're so excited about what the Lord's done in your life and that you're here to get baptized today, man. Well, we are cheering you on, my brother. God bless you, sir. Good morning. Go ahead and tell us about what the Lord has done for you.
My name is Janet. And I got saved in 2012, so I grew up in a Catholic household, and my husband led me to Christ. But because of fear of swimming in water, I've just haven't been baptized. But now I'm stepping into obedience and getting baptized.
Janet, I'll tell you, what a blessing, because it's that step of obedience. But the thing is that the Lord is going to go ahead and honor that step of obedience. And you know you're safe with us, girl. No need for any fear here. But the most important thing is that because of your willingness to go ahead and step out and obey the Lord, you know how he stepped out for you. to the maximum way he stepped out for all of us. And you know, I got to tell you, that's one step of obedience. There's more steps to come. There's more steps to come throughout your life. But you will never regret obedience. Every step of obedience, you'll look back and you say, I'm so glad I did that. Praise the Lord. So, Janet, we're excited for you. And God bless you today. All right. This is a moment I've been waiting for. Ethan, what's up, buddy? How you doing? All right. Well, tell us a little bit about who you are, how the Lord's changed your life, and how we got to this point here today.
I'm Ethan. I'm 9 and a half. I'm so nervous.
You're good, man. You're with me. You're with your buddy.
My mom and dad taught me about Jesus. I'm like so excited right now.
And I know they taught you good, man. Because you've been here, let's see, I think you've been here your whole life, haven't you? Yeah, man. Ethan, I'm so excited for you, bro. This is a great day in your life. And your mom and dad taught you about Jesus. And now, oh, look, you got a Kleenex here if you need it, man. All right, there you go, buddy. All right. But I'm so excited, man, that when your mom contacted me earlier this week and said that you were wanting to get baptized today, that just thrilled my heart, man. And I know you mean business here today, bro. And I know the Lord's done great things for you, man. And like I said before, that party's just getting started, buddy. God bless, bro. Praise the Lord. Well, all of you, and Ethan, you can go first. You can start heading right over there. And I'm sorry? Oh, yeah, if you'd like to, yeah, you can do that. Yeah. But you can go ahead, you can lead the line and head over there. You can go right with Miss Jen. God bless you all. Just follow the leader. All right. Exciting day. God bless you all. All right. And congregation, we can go ahead and worship together. Go ahead and stand with us. You'll be able to see the baptisms live up on the screen, and we'll have some worship going on in the meantime. Praise the Lord.
Jesus, the only one.